Today's special Big Brother podcast is sponsored by Audible. Forget the upstairs of the Big Brother house. You want heaven? It's great audiobooks. And the best way to consistently get new audiobooks on your mobile device is Audible. They've got a great offer for the listeners of our podcast. Get an audiobook for free. Your first one is free with a 30-day trial at audible.com/robpodcast. That's audible.com/robpodcast or text robpodcast to 500-500. You can do it with all audiobooks. That's at audible.com/robpodcast. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, and we have got a very fun show for you. For one, I'm joined by the great host of the Taryn Show and LFC extraordinaire, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. Very excited. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic because we are going to be speaking with the host of Big Brother Canada today, Arissa Cox, great friend of the podcast. Very excited that she's going to be calling in today. As we are one day away from the Big Brother Canada 6 premiere, and so we're all on pins and needles. Taryn, are you still a little woozy from 3 weeks of Celebrity Big Brother before we even get to Big Brother Canada? Usually you've done like 19 LFC roundtable lists, but no Big Brother in months by the time we get to Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, there wasn't enough time to like decompress from Celebrity Big Brother. So it's really just been a week or so of feeling like I need to be doing more things. So I'm very prepared.
Okay, so here we are, ready to go. And of course, we're very excited about this season in particular because there is a twist where two people are being voted into the Big Brother house, and one of those people happens to be someone that we know very well here in the world of Rob's podcast. Kirsten McInnes is her name. She is a longtime RHAP listener and patron, and she has made a big impression on us in the RHAP patron group in the couple of years that we have known her. She's a big personality, and we are all pulling for her to get into the house. If you want to cast your vote for the gate crashers, you could do so at bigbrothercanada.ca. You can only vote on the website if you are in the continental Canadian provinces. Is that a thing? Did I make something up, Taryn?
I think so.
You have to be in Canada to be able to do that. So you need to be in Canada to vote. So make sure your computer is in Canada when you are voting for Big Brother Canada gate crashers. And the other question that we get all the time, Taryn, is how do we watch the Big Brother Canada shows? Not even getting into the live feeds, but I'm in another country. I really want to watch the show. It's geo-restricted on the website. And the short answer we have for that is let us get back to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, for the most part, trust us that it tends to be very easy. There are usually a lot of different options that you can choose from. In particular, I think a good one-stop shop is hamsterwatch.com. She does an amazing job of providing all the information you need to watch the shows. So that's a good place to stop. But again, we can let you know, once the show gets going and we know what's working and what's not, we can give you the a more specific answer.
Bigbrothernetwork.com is another great resource. They tend to have instructions on how to watch the live feeds and whatnot if you're not in Canada. And then in the Rob's Podcast patron group, we have a special Big Brother group. We tend to have links to all the episodes after they air as well. So there's lots of different ways to end up getting your hands on these episodes after they air, especially if you're patient and are willing to wait a couple hours. Okay. Taryn, I see that we have Arissa Cox here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Please welcome in the great host of Big Brother Canada, reality TV royalty, our great friend Arissa Cox.
Oh, I'm fantastic. Where's my ding? I'm dying for the ding.
Yeah, it's not close enough to the microphone, but it was there.
Okay, good.
All right, Arissa, here we are. We're on the eve of the premiere of Big Brother Canada 6. Are you ready?
What? Oh my God. I've been born ready. I am so hyped for this season. I mean, this is the season that almost never was, right?
Yeah.
And there's not a moment that goes by that I forget that we don't have like the best fans in the world who are like, you're coming back. And we did.
So now that you guys are back, should we expect anything different in terms of this season? Where is this like the season where you guys are going to just throw everything at the wall?
You know what? I think this is a typical season in that every single year we try to do things a little bit differently and a little bit better. I think we're all perfectionists who work on the show and we all pour our bodies and souls into the show. So I don't think that's changed. Like, I don't think that's new. What is new is just more the feeling that we are part of something bigger. It's not just a show we put out into the ether, that we're in people's living rooms and they care about the show that we produce. We've got like random cult followings in some of the strangest places I wouldn't have expected. And it really, like this whole you can and you will save BB Can movement really brought everybody out of the woodwork. And it's a really great feeling because we work so hard to make something special. And when people feel like it's special, then we're so happy and we're so grateful.
I noticed that there's a lot of fans on the cast this season. Was that something intentional? Kind of like, you know, the fans kind of brought Big Brother Canada back. Let's put them on the season.
You may have a point. You may have a point. I love to see fans play. I really do. I think if there was a season, say, without any type of wrenches thrown in, it could be boring because, you know, traditional game theory is you throw all the comps in the beginning and you just work on your social relationships and you try to sleep as much as you can till you get to jury and then you start playing hard. I mean, there's so many rules, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a fan, you know what they all are. However, the premiere introduces something that I think we'll get rid of all of that. And I think it's going to kick the game into high gear immediately, which is what I like to see. I don't love a unanimous vote. I don't love a unanimous target. I want to see people play. I want to see people get themselves out of a tight spot. I want to see people appeal to the other house guests to get what they want. And I want to see people appeal to us because I want to stand strong, fearless players.
Arissa, now the theme for this season is this idea of heaven and hell. Can you give us anything in terms of how that will affect the game besides for these gate crashers, which are going to be coming into the house soon?
Well, Rob, I would love to tell you more, but I don't want to have to kill you. So I can't tell you
too much. Yeah. A lot of podcasts to do.
That's right. That's right. This push and pull between good and evil is a big part of what Big Brother really is all about. I think you get some of your best gameplay from players who understand when to tap into different impulses that they may have on the inside. And I love that idea reflected in the theme of heaven and hell and reflected so literally in the house as well. It's something that will be recalled throughout the season in different ways, but make no mistake, the show is always as strong as its cast. As much as I can do and the challenge designers can do and the house designer, if you don't have a good cast, it really doesn't matter. I'm so thrilled that we have such a strong cast. A lot of people who know the game and the people who don't seem like they have a very high level of emotional intelligence. So I want to see people learn the game as they go. That's also equally interesting to me. I'm just thrilled. Like, this is the moment where, you know, all this planning, months and months and months of planning and, you know, super late nights of everyone at the studio comes to fruition. And when they're all in there and those doors are closed, like, it's anyone's game. We just set the traps. I can't wait to let the mice run rampant.
In this cast, Arissa, do you have any people that you think are the standouts? Not necessarily your favorites, but the people that you think are going to be very fun for us to be watching this season?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've found one person who I'm ready to lose, if that means anything. I think we've got a really good field. I think we've got a really diverse cast in terms of ethnicities, places of residence, ages. I really can't put my money on anybody because I am kind of like a done mother. I know I've said this before and I'm sure that sounds like a boring answer, but I really do have a lot of love for anyone who would put themselves out there like this and be vulnerable in front of a huge, you know, millions strong crowd. I mean, you've done it. It takes a very specific person to do that. And so I have mad respect for all of these people. I am interested in the people who are ready to be villains because I've heard that before. It's so easy to say before you started a season. And I've seen people both embrace that role and also shun it no matter what they say going in. So I'm just excited to see, you know, who's really about that life. They can talk a big game before they start the season, but I want to see who's ready to play.
Can you tell us more about this twist to vote two of these four players that we've seen into the house? Like where you got the idea and how you think it'll play out?
Well, we've done various versions of this before, of course. In season two, we had Allison come in from the secret room. In season four, we had Tim and Nikki voted in. So we've done versions of this before. This one is really interesting because, I mean, I don't know how much these players are going to embrace their angel or devil role. Like, it sounds good going in, but again, we'll see what happens when they get in there. I know you've got your girl is one of the possible contenders. And I can say her pack, her interviews are hilarious. So I have honestly no idea who's getting voted in, but I know she's got a ton of support. So that's going to be really, really interesting to watch. And of course, I'm very interested to see what their gameplay is going to be like when they come in. When you come in late, that's a tough one. There's a couple ways you can play that and only a couple ways that will be successful without you being an immediate target. So I'm really eager to see if they've got some game chops on them and can pull some strategies out of nowhere.
Arissa, we just had the Celebrity Big Brother here in the U.S., which I'm sure you were paying attention to over these last couple of weeks.
Sure was.
When you weren't working. Would Big Brother Canada ever consider a celebrity edition?
I mean, never say never. Like, I could never, you know, shut down anything because the future is wide open. I mean, we weren't supposed to be here and we're here right now. But I would love that. I thought Celebrity Big Brother was so much fun. I was shocked at the level of gameplay I saw, even though I will still forever be a little bit bitter about people who want to leave the game. I wish they were just allowed to leave the game and didn't have to go out on eviction night spoiling some beautiful blindsides, let alone the end. I mean, what a fun, surprising and absurd ending to an absurd season. Have you ever seen somebody try so hard to lose and still win?
Maybe not since the Pax brothers.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are you sure?
So I see if you had been hosting Celebrity Big Brother, maybe Meta wouldn't have quit. You would have been like, are you sure, Meta? Are you sure?
Exactly. You can and you will.
Arissa, would you be from the heaven side or the hell side if you were coming into the house?
Oh, man, I would be straight purgatory. I know that's sort of like a lame answer, but I think
don't
so.
Be a
I think I'm somebody who can tap in. So It's true. No, I think I would be very convincing as a good guy. And then if I had to pull out the knives, I think I'd be able to do that. I mean, I love the show so much. And I love when you can really be behind somebody who is not afraid. And I think that's what I would do. I would try to channel all of the most badass players I've seen in the house. So I would be one to watch. I would probably go out first because of that.
All right. Well, Arissa, I know you have a lot of calls to make today, but, you know, we all really appreciate all of your hard work and also, you know, how much you support the shows that we do. So we're very excited to see everything that you guys have for us. Taryn can't wait to start doing the live feed updates every morning.
Yes.
Oh my God. You're doing daily for us? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Taryn.
It's all happening.
Amazing.
Arissa.
No, and while I have you here, I just also want to send a big thank you to you and your whole team because your podcast, your support, it's meant so much. And your petition was one of the reasons that I think the powers that be saw that we had something really, really special here and to keep it going. And we're grateful for that. And to the whole, you know, RHAP community, like, big love from me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for saying that. And we love the show and love all the work that you do. And we can't wait to see what you guys have in store for us come tomorrow night.
Oh, I cannot wait.
And maybe just
wait.
Let all the gate crashers in. Maybe. Think about that one. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Harissa, take care. Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys. Bye, Taryn. Bye, Rob.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
See ya.
All right, Taryn. There you have it. Harissa Cox.
There we go.
Yeah.
She's very excited. She's always great to talk to Harissa. She's just wonderful.
Yeah, no, she puts so much time into the fan community, and we're not used to this with the U.S. Big Brother. It's like the Stockholm syndrome that nobody talks to us. Nobody does anything. And then such a breath of fresh air how much Harissa cares about the product and is on social media, and she listens to the shows. She listens to the Survivor podcast.
Yeah. Could you imagine Julie Chen being super excited? Oh, Taryn, you're going to do updates for our show? Thank you, Taryn.
Yes, as a fellow robot, I'm so excited to hear you.
Yeah, we have to keep our secret alliance on the down low, me and Julie.
Yeah. Okay, so... From here, Taryn, I thought that it might make some sense to get into talking about the schedule and what people can expect over these next couple of months on the Big Brother RHAP broadcast. So starting tomorrow night, you guys are going to have a show. Again, we have a little bit of a conflict on Wednesday nights with Survivor and Big Brother. So what are you guys doing for the Big Brother Canada premiere?
So for the premiere, we are going to be live after the episode. It will be me, Brent, and Melissa, and we'll talk about it. We'll try to get out of the way in time for know-it-alls.
Preach.
But we will be live. Yes. We will be live after the premiere.
Okay. And then on Thursday night, we will presumably have our first eviction on Thursday night, and then you guys will be live on Thursday as well?
Yes. We'll be live every Thursday after the episode.
Okay. And then what is the schedule for the daily feed updates?
So same as Celebrity Big Brother, 10 a.m. every morning, I will be live with whoever I'm live with, and we will be updating you on the live feeds. The only wrinkle this time is that on Thursday mornings, we will be recapping the previous night's episode, because normally Survivor will be in the way. We're doing the special coverage live on Wednesday for the premiere. Otherwise, we're going to be doing the recap in the morning and combining the update and the recap.
Okay. And then we will also have exit press with the person who is voted out of the game. That, again, if everything holds to form, we should have that person come Friday morning after that first eviction. So be on the lookout for that. And then we will have my version of the Big Brother Canada recap coming up on Monday nights. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday is going to be the schedule for that. And so I will be live on Monday nights following the episodes, which I think air at 9 Eastern. And that's the episode. And then I'll be on at 10:15 Eastern. And Taryn will be live after the episodes on Thursday night. And then the plan right now is, because of the episodes normally airing right before Survivor, we're not planning on a Wednesday night recap at this point in time. But Taryn will have some extra coverage of the Wednesday night shows on the Thursday morning podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Very exciting.
So that's all very exciting. And again, those podcasts are going to be in our Big Brother podcast feed and in our reality TV Rehap Ups feed, not in the main Robinson podcast feed. Even the shows that I'm going to be doing, other than this one, just to get the word out, those are going to be either in the Rehap Ups feed or your Big Brother feed. Both of them will get you those podcasts. Rehap Ups, you'll get all of the Rehap Ups, including the Taryn Show. Big Brother is going to be all things Big Brother, both for the U.S. and Canada, even Celebrity Big Brother. Those were all there in the Big Brother podcast feed. And then before we go, Taryn, I think that it is worth mentioning one more time that if you'd like to vote for great friend of the podcast, RHAP patron, Kirsten McInnes, she is coming from the... I didn't think that she was like a devilish person before this, but apparently she represents hell, but she should be a lot of fun to watch if she gets into the house. you can cast your vote for her at bigbrothercanada.ca. And I believe the voting is going to be going through, I think maybe through the episode airing on Wednesday night, maybe into Thursday morning. And then I believe they're going to cut things off and put somebody in the house on Thursday night, Taryn.
Yes, I think that's how it's going to go. It's very, very nervous about the whole thing.
Yeah. How are you feeling about the team you drafted, Taryn?
I'm feeling okay. You know, it's kind of a different experience. Brent seemed like he was, trying to snipe my picks before I could get them. But I think overall I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I didn't get back to the draft until I listened to it this morning to sort of get ready for doing this call. And I thought that was interesting that you and Brent were on the same page, and I felt like it was a real existential crisis for you because you're like, oh my God, does this mean I'm wrong? Or does this mean that Brent is right? Which is like, both of those things presented problems.
Very much so. Yeah. Normally I can count on Brent to be totally wrong. And I plan out my strategy that way, but, it was definitely an existential crisis there.
Yeah. Are you excited about the theme, Heaven and Hell? Does that interest you?
As themes go, it's fine. I loved the sci-fi theme of Big Brother Canada 5, but the Heaven versus Hell kind of reminds me of Heroes versus Villains, which is one of the best seasons of Survivor. So I think there's a lot of potential to it.
Okay. We will see how it all plays out. So join the esteemed RJP LFC, Taryn, Brent, and Melissa. They are going to be live up against Survivor. That's, you got some tough competition in terms of being live, but maybe people, I gotta figure out, I'll DVR Survivor. I'll get back to it. They will be on around 8 p.m. Eastern time, right after the premiere. And then again, on after the first eviction from Big Brother Canada. So very much looking forward to all of that. Make sure you are subscribed. Go to robiswebsite.com/rehapups, R-H-A-P-U-P-S, for the Rehapups feed. You get all of the Survivor Rehapups as well, including the R-H-A-P B&B and Why Blank Lost, the Taryn Show, the Challenge, lots of Bachelor stuff coming up as well, or the Big Brother feed for all things Big Brother, including the daily updates and the LFC Roundtable. Those are also in the Rehapups feed if you subscribe there. Big Brother feed only is at robinswebsite.com/BB podcast. Taryn, anything else?
I think we're good.
Oh, check out the latest episode of The Taryn Show with Hoodie Allen, one of my favorite recording artists.
Yes. It was a really fun time talking to him. And a different experience for me, getting to talk to somebody who is in the music industry, who has, worked with people like Ed Sheeran and, it's crazy, but it's cool.
Yes, because we're in the recording biz, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
that's what I tell people, and they say, like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm in the recording business.
We could really, Hoodie and I, we were just a pair there, basically do the same thing.
All right, everybody. Have a good one. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.